In our conversations, you've explained to me that there's a level beyond investing. And I'd like you to take us to that next level now. What is that?
We think that investing is a process, and it's an important part of the process. But investing by itself won't make you wealthy for the long term. So we look at investing as the second level, saving being the first, and the third level being wealth. And wealth involves a matter of time. You can get rich investing, and then you can lose it all. Unless you're wealthy, you won't have that money for a long period of time. You think of wealthy families, for example, the Campbell Soup family, the Rockefellers. They've been wealthy for generations. That's the kind of wealth that we're aiming at. And the difference is, really, how long does that money last? For example, a lottery winner is rich, right? They have lots of money. They might have won $350 million. But we all know the stories of the lottery winners, and most of them do this, that are rich one minute and poor the next. Well, the difference is that they've never learned to be wealthy. Wealthy is more a matter of knowledge and understanding how to build that wealth, how to maintain that wealth, how to protect that wealth, than it is about the money itself.
So that's a very powerful distinction, and I guess that you've mapped out a pathway to begin us helping us towards that. How do we set goals for wealth? I can imagine setting goals for investment, but what does it mean to set goals for wealth in the terms that you're describing here?
We look at wealth in two pieces. One part of wealth is what you have at a point in time. Okay, that would be called your net worth, which is simply the difference between what you have and what you owe, or assets minus liabilities in accounting terms. It's really, though, what do I have? What kinds of assets do I have? Cash, investments, etc. Less, what do I owe somebody else? That's a point in time. Now, when we think about wealth as a point in time, we think about, okay, what do we want our wealth to be at any point in time? So when we work with a client, first thing we ask them is, how wealthy do you want to be? Which is quite a different question than I think most people are asking themselves, or that most financial planners might ask. Most financial planners might ask, when do you need to retire? How much money do you need when you retire?
And they look at the sort of the minimum you'll need for rent, for food, and transport, and a few vacations, and so forth.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But remember, they're looking at a saving model. How much do I have to save in order that I can live when I retire or when I have to retire? We look at this completely different. We look at what do you want? What do you want is so much more important, because that's what's fulfilling to you. If you're living barely getting by when you retire, that's no fun. Nobody wants to do that. So rather we look at what do we want our wealth to be?